Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the November 2nd meeting of the Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee. And we're going to call this meeting to order. I'm going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Chair Hanson?
Here.
Deputy Chair Hewitt?
Here.
Legislator Bowen? Legislator Fabiano? Legislator Ugesell?
Here.
Very good. We do have a quorum. So we're going to get started with our proposed 2024 budget and 2024 to 2029 capital program discussion. And our first person up is not here, Weights and Measures. So we're going to just go on to the second one, and we'll see if we get something later on from Weights and Measures. So we have our safety from the safety office, Deputy Director Adam Fessler. Welcome.
Thank you.
And everybody has all their information in their packet. So if you'd just like to speak on the budget a little.
Not much of a change from last year. We did request a position that we didn't make it into the executive budget. Besides that, there shouldn't be too many changes from last year's budget.
Will you speak on the position that wasn't included?
It was a support staff, administrative support position. Help with the boatload of administrative work we have to do.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? I just have one. Professional services, education, training. So on the 2023 adopted budget, that just went up. And if you could speak on that a little.
Believe that is, you know, I'm going to have to get back to you on that.
Okay.
I will have Diane email you or I'll email you an answer.
Okay.
Which line is that?
So on the first page, under contractual expenses, the one, two, three, four, fifth line down, professional services, education, okay, training. Cool. It was usually, it's been a little bit all over, but it was, it just went up. And I was just curious what that was for.
Well, I think that,
yeah.
I find it interesting that it was at least so far underspent. It was a significant increase in budgeted between, well, we only have actual instead of budgeted for the prior year, so it looked like it was pretty consistently a few thousand dollars, big jump in 23 to adopted, but then underspent even below prior year's levels in 23 so far in the actuals. And there is a dip for the recommended from the prior year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
We've had an increase in airborne, bloodborne, trainees. That could be it, but I want to speak, so I'll get it.
Partially, with the 23 dip is we were catching up on journal entries and finance.
Okay.
So some transactions may not be posted.
Got it. Yeah, there.
Year to date, sometimes you also see end of year in the organization, flurry of spending and training and different things. So last 2 months. Depending on the category, to make up for some of that.
Yeah.
Very good. Anything else?
Thank you.
Let's. Do they all go like this? It was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. All right. The next department would be our district attorney and consumer fraud. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here. Nice to see everybody.
Okay.
You want a little lead in?
Sure, whatever you
so
want to.
So, for the most part, our budget has remained the same except for increases in the full-time salaries of the ADAs in the office. And that increase is primarily based upon the fact that the county is now available to receive $569,000 in aid to prosecution, which is about $500,000 more than we've ever gotten before, which the governor has set aside in recognition that the DA's offices across the state need support to retain and to hire new ADAs. And that the so that's basically what we're looking for.
And it looks like the executive approved most of the requests.
Exactly. And it is, you know, we've talked about this before. This is happening around the state. I'm part of the DASNY group, which is the DAs from across the state, and I've got a bunch of information from different offices, and different counties treat this separately. And not everybody takes the money. What I understand about this grant is that it has to specifically provide support for this office. It doesn't go to the county. So that if, in fact, we don't get these increases, or that money isn't devoted to something in this office, it goes back to the state. And so that's the way they set it up, as no doubt an incentive for the counties to take this money and use it to support the office. The other thing I will tell you is that I've received information directly from the governor's office that there's at least a 5-year commitment to this amount of money or more.
If I may.
Yeah.
So would it be fair to say that the difference in there is about $500,000 difference in revenue from 23 to it's actually not quite that much, but from 23 budgeted to just like $300,000 difference in revenue. Is that where that revenue difference is coming from? Or is that grant being counted in the revenue number here?
It should, well,
or
it's
that,
actually,
sure
no,
that,
I don't think
works.
It was, because we didn't receive that information until August. So I've got, it hasn't actually been accepted by the county as of yet.
Right, but would it be included, because I'm trying to understand, because, like, you know, what I'm hearing is there's an expense increase, but there's also a revenue increase. I don't know if grants of that nature would appear in the revenue line here.
But typically, and this is not across the board, but we won't include a revenue until we have a funding letter from the state agency that's kind of the sponsoring entity. So we kind of wait for that, unless it's a formula funding. This is new funding, so
right.
It's not to say, I mean, I know what's happening. He shared the emails with us, but it's just we haven't received that formal notification.
But it's included, the expense of that revenue is going to be spent on is included in here. And we know there's always disparities between budgeted and actual, so wouldn't it make sense to include the revenue in the budget as well?
I'll ask the budget director.
And that doesn't just apply to the district attorney's office. I fully support this change.
We get concerned if we don't realize revenues, so that's part of the calculation when you're doing those things. And any new, like I said, any new funding source, unless we have formal confirmation from the funding entity, we typically won't.
Right, but we get concerned. I say, well, and I agree with that. And we get concerned when expenses aren't lined up with the revenue. And even in some cases, our colleagues will get concerned when they are. The 5-year commitment helps a lot. I've seen colleagues try to write in sunset clauses on. We had this experience a few years ago, right? Trying to put a sunset clause in adding staff that we needed and that we're paid by, you know, we're paid through a grant. So I want to make sure that this is all very clear, that the revenue sources and the expenses line up very, very well.
Okay.
In some ways, just so that we don't have to, you know, have this conversation more often than the spreadsheet would, you know, benefit from.
That's a great point, because after the 5 years, we may not have the support and the salaries we're committed to having the increases. Do you have other increases in the department besides salaries that funding is going toward?
Well, one of the things right now is I think there's sufficient funds to add staff. I haven't made that application yet. We haven't actually had the resolution to accept this funding yet. I think it's going to be left to the next DA. to make that decision. I think we could use another two staff attorneys. Interestingly, we don't have any place to put them right now. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that have to be figured out with respect to that. But as I see it, you know, the increases here are somewhere in the area of half of the money that's coming.
Thank you.
And so I think there's additional funds that could be used for staffing, and I would recommend that that happen, but not yet.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah.
I have a couple. It's on page two, so it's under personnel services, salaries, and wages. You have your regular, so your ADA is your regular pay and your part-time pay.
Yeah.
It appears that the full-timers received raises, according to these figures, and part-timers didn't.
That's right.
Okay. But can you just speak on that a little?
So, once again, the part-timers actually do quite well. Most of them have private practices. They get health benefits, et cetera, from taking this job. Competitively, we are, and we just hired one as a part-time position. They're not the underpaid ones. And sorry about that. So anyway, that's the reason. You know, the primary purpose of this is to both retain and find new attorneys who are willing to come here. I've talked to you about this before. Dave Hubler down in Orange County, their top salary is going to be $180,000 for their ADAs. So we are competitive, obviously, with everybody else when we try and fill a position. It's in recognition of the importance of this office that we want to at least show these people who are working as hard as they possibly can that they're valued and that, you know, they're not losing a tremendous amount of money by working here in Ulster County. So I think, you know, it's clearly why the governor did this. And there are, if I were to show you all the emails from all the DAs from across the state, half of them are saying we can't even hire. Doesn't matter if we get more money for salaries, we can't even hire. So I think we've been very fortunate here in Ulster County that we are fully staffed right now. We have good people. They're getting more and more experience. They're ready to take on all the challenges that this office will present. And I want to support them by getting these raises. That's my purpose.
There's this office sheet here. Recommended increases for your ADAs. It's not an across the board. Some are much higher than others.
In terms of the salary.
And for the increase.
The increases, I think, are standard. I think it's $10,000 for each salary. I did that consciously.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have
That's what I'm seeing.
Okay, how about here? Do you have this page?
Oh, I have that page.
So.
No. Yeah, I'm just looking at this first page that, like, the top title, like, A1165. Yeah.
This? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So what I'm seeing is, like, if you look, like, 92, 102, 105, 156.
Right. So I have another sheet, and some of the increases are higher.
Well, they're higher in percentage because $10,000 is a flat. I mean, I would guess, one guess is that $10,000 is a flat value, whereas the $10,000 $10,000 compared to $100,000 is going to be a different percentage than $10,000 compared to $80,000.
Right. Yeah.
Is the range based on seniority?
Well, the starting salaries that we increased were based on seniority. You know, this is something that's happened over many, many years in this office, and people got positions that were filled by somebody else who leaves, and then they move up in the pecking order. And that's the way the salary structure is. For the most part, everybody who's worked longer is making more money.
than anybody who's come into the office. Yes.
One second. So I just want to make sure I'm
sure.
My first one, so I just want to.
Sure.
This line here, 206. Right? Let's look at 206, for example, right?
Yes.
Salary was what?
92,401.
Yep, and salary's going to?
102,401.
And that's an increase of?
10,000.
Okay, let's go to the next line, 208.
Oh, yeah, 208 is a slightly different amount. That goes from 92 to 115.
Which
so that,
is a
24%
increase. You think that's just an error, or?
Yeah, I actually would have to check on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm seeing that right now, too.
Yeah, that is a good point, and I see that's the one that stood out on the sheet here.
Yeah,
that's when you're
so
circled.
There's one that's, so I can either, I can send you an email with that information.
Yep. What was the number? I'll check it out myself.
The number goes from, it's so the position number ends in 208. Or I think the, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yep, so they're all, they all start in 1165. This one ends in 1208.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the ADA that goes from 92,401 to 115,487.
So that's a 24% increase. And then there is a couple others that are 13%. They're just not consistent, so.
Well, the 13%, the one that's, which one is the one that you're seeing that's 13%?
For example, 426 and 457.
It's still 10,
yeah,
right?
So they're still $10,000. Yeah, it's just like,
okay.
$10,000 compared to $72,000 is 13%, but compared to $100,000 is 10%.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So,
and I'll double check on this.
Okay.
I'm not sure why that is the case.
And I'll have budget check. I'll just see.
Great.
It could just be
a
mix of numbers. But
sure.
That was the only thing that stood out to me. So
okay.
Anything else? Thank you.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, it's District Attorney.
Yes.
Consumer fraud.
Yes.
Can you give me a little update on that? I thought I saw something, and I cannot find it now. Where
sure.
Consumer fraud, will it still fall under your department?
It does. It does.
I thought I read somewhere that it wasn't going forward, and somebody else thought, well, we can't find it. But anyway, do you have anything to say on that?
You know, it's basically staying the same that it's
okay.
been.
Okay.
We have one person who handles all the calls and pursues whatever comes into our office, and he's remained. So I don't know if any changes.
Yeah, it was interesting because I couldn't find it.
Huh.
So I grabbed it up. No, I couldn't.
Oh, finger.
Okay. All right.
Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You.
Goodbye.
Take care. All right. And next up is our public defender, Liz Parada. Liz, welcome.
Thank you very much. So we have a couple new things in our budget. We see under the HH budget, the Harrell Haring grant, there's requests for one new assistant public defender, two paralegals, and one legal aide. That would all be funded. And all of those are recommendations from ILS based on our data that we give to them, you know, that we reflect. The other addition that we are asking for, which is new, is the request to update our case management system. So we have a request in there for $56,000. That is based on our research for what an update to the system would actually cost. We had people come in and demonstrate the various things. And because so much of our funding is grant-based and the grants are so heavily reliant on reporting, getting an adequate case management system is kind of critical because our current system is antiquated, it's cumbersome, it doesn't give us the information that we really need. The other systems we're looking at would actually streamline, would probably save us a lot of support hours and dollars because everything is integrated and it's way, you know, everyone, there's a lot of duplicative work right now on the support side. So we were looking for increases to as well for the attorneys across the board, similarly to what Dave Clegg said, retaining attorneys is critical. Having an adequate pay for them in such a competitive environment is really, really important. We have a great staff right now. I, of course, am always concerned that if they can be lured away by higher pay elsewhere. I think we're in pretty good shape, but you know, I think ILS has pushed for higher pay across the board for our attorneys, and that's what we're looking for. And the only other minor change was an alternative work schedule for for the confidential secretary. I think that other than that, we're pretty much on target for what we were last year.
Any questions?
My only question, it doesn't really have to do with the budget, but it was looking at the budget that made me, the actuals on the revenue for 23, I don't know if this is just an accounting issue, but there, you know, we're way off from the target for revenue for the office. Can you speak to that?
I'm going to allow Fiona is our branch manager, and
great.
She handles money coming in and out. So I'm going to let Fiona.
Yes. Yeah, so our major source of funding is the Horrell Herring grant, and we've been in the process of negotiating and now executing the contract to cover year 5 and a follow up non-official year 6, but effectively year 6 to spend out unused funds. And so that process has been a bit protracted, especially we had some change in leadership in our office. So we've only now gotten to the point where both signatures are on the contract, and I'm just waiting for confirmation from ILS that we're good to go. And then I've got, I believe, over a year's worth of HH claiming that I can then submit finally.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Deputy Chair Hewitt, anything?
No questions.
All right. That's good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up, emergency management. Director Erickson.
How's everyone doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay. So the biggest changes I would say are going to be the capital projects moving into the next couple years. So the biggest one being the radio system capital project 482, which we kind of did an overview last month. So I think, you know, unless you have any specific questions about that, I can move on from that. Personnel. The only difference is the one addition in a dispatcher. We did a study 2 years ago now, which showed that our staffing levels are extremely low compared to the call volume that we're handling on a daily basis. So we developed a plan with Chris Kelly and the budget team to raise that staffing over the next few years. And, you know, it's 3 positions a year. The reason why we only end up going 1 this year is because the amount of time it takes to train a dispatcher is 6 months, and we can only train 3 dispatchers at a time, right? So we had vacancies that needed to be filled. So we were creating all these positions, but we weren't able to fill them, right? So what we did was this coming year, we only added 1 compared to 3. And then by the end of next year, we'll be trained up, and we'll move on to, you know, trying to get back into that that groove of hiring 3 dispatchers a year to hit our staffing levels. Additionally, we're in a facility that can only handle so many, and we we'll meet that capacity too early. So we really we'll meet the capacity we'll meet the staffing that we need to be at when we're in the new facility. Other changes within that specific budget for emergency communications, there's none. For fire protection, that pretty much has stayed status quo. Not many changes there. Fire investigation, this in the 2023 budget, what we did was we made some changes because the investigators were always stipend. They were receiving $1,200 a year, and it takes about 5 hours to investigate a fire, and we average between 120 and 150 fire investigations a year. So the workload and the compensation just didn't equate. So this past year we've started to transition to a part-time position. We've added two part-time investigators. We started in the middle of the year. So the concept, we're starting to show that it's functioning. And we didn't want to get ahead of ourselves, so we're only asking for to transition one of the other positions into an additional part-time for next year. And, you know, we'll look to, you know, advance that through the next, probably in 2025 after, you know. So that it's, we just want to have proof of concept to make sure that everything's functioning properly. Emergency management falls under emergency communications. So again, you know, not too much of a change there. You know, MRC is still in there. That's working well. And then that's really where we stand. I don't think there's anything other specific I have to bring up unless you have questions.
So I see on the budget there's the three requested 911 operators, right?
Yep.
And you have one that was funded.
Correct.
In the executive budget. I also see a requested, the title code is emergency management as a specialist or something like that. It's the last item on the
yep.
personnel sheet. Can you speak to that?
Yep. So that, so basically currently our deputy director emergency manager is grant funded. To me, that's a position that isn't going to go away. It's a much needed position with the department. What I wanted to do was take that funding and I wanted to make his position permanent where we weren't relying on the grant because you cannot always count on grants. And I wanted to take that grant funding and hire a grant manager to apply for our grants. We take $1.7 million of grants in our department. I think there's a workload there for a grant manager. So that was the proposal, and that was going to be under the EM, but, you know, understanding the balancing interests of the county, it's something that I had to understand and work with, and, you know, hopefully next year we'll be able to, you know, in 2025 budget we'll be able to fund that, so.
Thank you. Anything else? Anything else you'd like to add?
Any questions? I'm more than welcome. More
no, look
than
at everything.
You do a great job, and
yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And probation and restorative justice. We have Director Nakarada with us, and
Deputy Director Dana Ryan.
Nice to see you.
Thank you. So as far as revenues, we did have an increase, our GIVE grant that we get, but it runs July through June, and we had been getting $52,000 a year, and we found out this year, as of July 1st, we got $100,000, so it almost doubled. So that's why it kind of looks a little lopsided, because it was part of half of 2023, but that budget was already done, so we just did the half of what we were expecting, and then we top-loaded it into the extra amount into 2024, so if it looks a little funky, that's why. The other, not much other changes in revenue, although I'm going to start for next year. We're anticipating, the rumor is our big OBS grant, which funds a lot of our crime victims program. The feds are saying it's might be cut, so getting a little nervous about that. They keep saying we may not get that, but anyway, we're hoping that's not going to change.
When did that happen?
I believe that grant runs 10-1 to 9-30, so it could happen as 10-1 of 2024. It may not be as
federal budget cycle.
Yeah, so we're hoping. But on a positive side, for Stop DWI, we just found out 2 weeks ago that the governor signed a bill that any of the DWI surcharges, we get the fine money, comes back to some Stop DWI money, but the surcharge was going into the state general fund. That is now going to come back to the county beginning April 1st of 2024. So that will be a boost for the Stop DWI program. So that's a positive. Everything else pretty much stayed the same. We did ask, our tasers are coming to end of life. So we asked in 2024 to replace half, and then we're going to ask to replace half in 2025. So that's an increase in supplies. And we did add a position after consulting with the county executive for a mental health specialist. We did add it to our Raise the Age plan, and I'm happy to say it was approved. So it would be funded 80% through Raise the Age to work with those youth, and then 20% county, so that there's non-Raise the Age kids that the mental health specialist could still work with those youth. And we just hope we can fill the position, because we're having a hard time filling mental health specialists. And the only other thing that we had asked for as far as personnel is we had a position that was previously full-time. The person that was in it wanted to retire but agreed to work part-time, so we reduced it to part-time. She then retired fully, and the person, we have a part-time that we asked to go full-time, but that was not approved. So that was the only thing that we had asked to increase that back to full-time for the Stop DWI program. But other than that, I think everything else is pretty much... Not much anything else. If you have any questions, but if you have questions,
It looks like all of your requests were approved, most of them.
Yes.
Here, it looks like the executive increased from $130,000 to $168,000 in professional services. I believe that's what it is.
Yeah, that was an add-in by the, I believe, if that's the right one, for the, the Carpenters Union.
The apprenticeship
that was 40,000.
We're doing a version of the corrections to careers with the carpenters and other labor union. And in talking to some of the local reps from the union, the audience that Valerie and Dana and their team work with are actually really appropriate. You know, like part of their conditions can sometimes be finding a job. So it seemed like that would be a good option for them to expand that program. Sometimes in jail, I mean, you were there with me and Chair Hint, but it's sometimes they're there for a couple of nights, so the ability to attach on to them and really get something out of that is more difficult. They're with these guys sometimes for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
So guys meaning generally, sorry, not generally. but yeah, it seems like another opportunity. That's it.
Great, thanks.
Yep.
I'm just curious what something is. Under contractual expenses, professional services.
Under which division?
I'm on page 3. Under contractual expenses, professional services laboratory fees.
So I believe that one, just your 3 is not the same as my 3, so but I believe that's in 1835, in our division 1835. I have 5 different, have all different divisions. So.
It was 0 in 20, 0 in 21.
Yeah, and now it's 5.
Yeah, 0 in 22.
Yeah, so it does roll up to 1835.
Okay, and yeah, I'm sorry, what line was that?
It looks like 4420, 4300, 4420.
So that's, we have many years ago, if we do our drug testing in-house, But if there's any reason we need a confirmation, we would send it out to the lab. The problem has been that there's, it has to be a lab within New York State, and there wasn't a lab within New York State, so we haven't been able to send that out, but we're hoping to be able to get a lab in New York State. So we've kept it in the hopes that we can at some point use that, but we have not been able to utilize that, and it's very frustrating for my staff.
Fair enough. And then above that, so it's 4035, supplies police. I'm just curious what that is as well. I'm just trying to learn here.
Sure. Again, I have to go back to it. Sorry, what was the line number again?
4,000 and then 40.4035.
Okay. So all those are supplies. They're all listed under, well, at least on mine. Maybe you don't have the notes, but it's could be, there's taser cartridges, taser battery packs, all our ammo, parts to gun parts. If there's a spring that breaks, we have to have a supply. A lot of it is ammo. We do, our vests expire after 5 years, so we do, as they expire, then we have a rolling rotation of replacing the vests. Maintenance on the handguns, range supplies, we have to buy backers, we have to buy targets, all that. So it's basically all that kind of police supplies, I guess you would call it.
All right.
Great question, because it's a pretty big increase on that line item, or at least in the request.
That was for the tasers.
Okay.
The half of the tasers. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're a little expensive. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, the one thing I'll say is I don't know which lines you're looking at, but I keep, some of the increases keep like screaming out to me, and then I realize that I'm looking at the actuals for 23, which are only like 70. Yeah, well, it's like 70. We're like 75% through the year. More, but we might not be 75% through the accounting, and it's also, that assumes that it's like a linear amount of spending, as opposed to what I think, not any departments here, but you can imagine departments out there in the world that would get to the end of the year and be like, oh crap, we haven't spent this that we said we needed, and now we better go get it. So that's why I have seen, not here, but elsewhere, a lot of like kind of scrambling to spend funding.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the department spends a lot in November, December, end of year spending.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
We're frugal. Yeah. We only get what we need.
And just one more thing. Can you speak on your vehicles? So under equipment and capital outlay.
Yeah, we've, our vehicles, we're almost to a good place, but we have had, over the past several years, so our vehicles were so old, like basically they couldn't pass inspection. So we've lost a lot. One got hit by a boat a few years ago.
On the street?
Okay.
Somebody was towing a boat, and it was kind of fun. We joked about it. Poor officer. The boat backed into the car, totaled the car.
The boat was on a trailer.
Right? It was on a trailer, yes. But it's much more fun to say it got totaled by a boat. But literally totaled. But yeah, it just seems like all of our older cars, every time we brought them in for service, they were like, no, we can't fix them anymore. I mean, we had, some of them were like 2000s, some of the first cage cars we have. Right now we have a real problem with having police package vehicles. So we got the Mustangs that were supposed to be police package. They were not, and now they put these cages in them, which you couldn't fit into it. You can't fit a large it's literally, instead of just being a partition like it's supposed to be, it's a cage, literally a cage, like the size of the chick. It's really bad, and my officers are very upset about it, because there's an issue, like when you if you have someone in custody and you're going to seatbelt them in, is our method would always be somebody on this side, the other person will go on the other side, you reach, so you're not leaning over the person, because that's a potential for danger. Now you can't, you have to lean over the person, because there's literally a cage there. So that was the best they could do for us. Right now I think we only have one Is it just won the 2016 Impala? I think it's the only really true cage car we have. The two Mustangs are electric, so if we have an extradition, we're not going to be able to use them. So we really have one car that we can use for an extradition.
Are you waiting on delivery of some? Because
I think so.
Yeah,
I think there is some. We really would like to purchase. It could be a hybrid, but like a true one that we can put a true police package in, so that we have something with the correct.
Were they ordered?
I don't think so. It might be. I thought we had one. I think there is one Jeep, but that's not. I think the only thing we've looked into what else we could put a divider in, and I think the Durango is the only one, which I don't think they make a hybrid of the Durango.
Not the Durango.
Knowledge.
The Explorer has the full package.
So maybe we could get an Explorer.
And their hybrid, and then you probably get one in the Pacifica hybrid, the minivans.
Mm. Well, that was the Pacifica. Todd looked into that because I think we have a Pacifica, and he said you cannot equip that with the.
Because of the way it's set up with the flat, the door.
I guess so. Yeah.
The cage.
Yeah, he said you couldn't do it. So.
We can check in with Kim and get the answer back to you guys.
But I think that's why we're continuing to put them in, because a lot of times they were in the budget and we were supposed to get them, and then with COVID they didn't come in and everything. So we're almost to a good spot, but.
So it says you guys are in this weird in between where the vehicles don't need to be pursuit rated, but they do need to have cages in them.
Right. Not all of them, but
we
need
a few just for transporting and extraditions.
So extradition, multi-state, like they can go far from somewhere. Yeah.
Well, if it's up to 8 hours driving, we'll drive.
Yeah.
Other than that, flying. Flying just gets so complicated, you have to do all sorts of things with TSA and they have to accept the prisoner, and if they don't want if the pilot doesn't want the prisoner, it's so complicated. We manage it, but it's a lot of details, getting the hotels and stuff. So it's just much easier if we can drive. So we'll do up to 8 hours driving. And then still complicated, but it's much easier to maneuver. But you couldn't have an electric vehicle. You can't stop with someone in custody to charge for, every couple hours. It's just not safe and not practical.
Well, I will point out that problem should be solved within the next year or two when the Tesla network opens up to everyone, because you can charge for 400 miles range in 15 minutes on those.
Mm-hmm. Those are super.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have level 2s everywhere, so I just got level 2 on my house today. So level 3s, you're talking minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Stop by, grab a cup of coffee, and you're going to be fully charge ready for all.
Yeah, well, I hope that I'm just going to be a little negative. We've had more problems with our fully electric vehicles. They've been back. They had to kind of take one of the Mustangs out on a flatbed because it wouldn't start. I mean, just I'm hoping it gets better. But
and that's all the questions I have. Any other things? Anything else from my colleagues?
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can send the sheriff's department in. All right. Send the whole crew. Hello.
Not that far away, sir.
Right up here.
I don't want the.
Right there.
I know. It's gonna combine.
Gosh, well, we will do me camera right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. First
time.
Okay.
It's good. It's
I'm
good.
Your
day.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
great. Nice to meet you.
Oh,
how are you doing? How are you?
Where would you like us to sit, Madam Chair?
Welcome. Come up closer if you want. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us. Did anybody see that stealth flight? Did it just fly over?
No.
The B-2 bomber flew over earlier.
Oh, yeah?
What time?
What time were they? Like noon time.
I was in Utica.
I mean, it was really long and slow.
Table.
Yeah.
Good table.
Are you?
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Picture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was right over the top of us. I've never seen one of those before.
Oh, wow. We missed it.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
What is it called?
Wow.
It's a B-2 stealth bomber.
Yeah. Looks stealth.
It's
just like a flying wing. It's amazing.
Sure. Was it loud?
It wasn't loud at all. It was just low and slow.
Okay, so we have a representative from the Sheriff and Law Enforcement Center here. Thank you for coming. Okay. Would you like to speak on the budget just in general?
I think our budget went fairly well. The sheriff apologizes that he's not here. He is back in the county though, so if there's any questions, he said he'd be willing to answer questions if he needs to. There's just a couple of things that we really wanted to just follow up on, but our budget looked good, and thank everybody for helping us along in that process.
What were the things that you wanted to follow up on?
Well, for the amendment for 2024.
Okay.
There was two items that we wanted to revisit. It was one, nobody really wanted to take responsibility for the camera systems in the county, whether that was DSS or County Buildings and Grounds, or whoever was sharing the building. The sheriff said he would take that upon himself, and we're looking for money to do the camera systems, county office building, DSS, and other locations. New health department?
The one on Broadway.
Okay.
And now, if I may,
absolutely.
Also, I mean, this is, I believe, a line that is going to come out of planning, but there's also a conversation about cameras on the linear park in Kingston. Yes, I know. And that's been budgeted in the past. Is that those are also going to be rolling up to the chair?
My understanding, there will be a feed going to both KPD and Rector County Sheriff from that system, yeah.
I mean, that's not necessarily relevant to the budget, but I'm very concerned about that. So my district, it's a very significant concern of mine. And I've spoken to Sheriff Figueroa about it.
Yeah, it's all harsh to
Planner Doyle and Mayor Noble.
Yeah, we share a concern for sure.
Thank you.
Is your concern the cameras or the trail?
I want the cameras. Yeah, my concern is the trail. I have constituents that don't feel safe on the trail, and what we're doing currently is not working.
Yes. Let's talk to you more about that.
Yeah.
After this meeting, maybe we can talk on that, because I can talk about something with that as well.
And then the other item was we want to try to put the detective back into our AVERT unit. It was taken out, and here's the amendment to put it back in.
Was that approved?
No,
these are all amendments they're asking for.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, right?
Moving
is that correct?
Forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are the only two that work.
Are you looking for a sponsor for those amendments right now? Do you have a plan for submitting? Is that what you want to see submitted?
Well, that's what we would like to see submitted, that's for sure. I don't know if the news came from. I don't know if you read these previously.
They want to see the cluster? They do, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't have copies.
I do.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Automatic response by Gina.
It could be like that, yeah. But also, I've found that it's helpful when you're working with because when I was chair of this committee, you end up sponsoring stuff that you have no idea you're sponsoring.
Yeah.
Is your answer?
Yeah.
I have a question about the budget. You have these positions here in the sheriff's department. Looks like deputy sheriff, emergency services, DS detective, and they were all not approved by the executive. So your difference in what you requested versus what the executive approved was about $300,000. Do you know what these positions are? Or Chris, do you know what they are?
There's just about $300,000 of positions that weren't funded.
They were
Yeah, so in the budget process, the county executive budget director will, you know, have to discuss this with the sheriff. And I think we got down to three positions, and then the one that's not in there is the one for, so everything else in there, I'm confident to say we're in a conversation with the county executive and the sheriff. So it's the one for a bird that, and to be quite frank, it may have actually been a miscommunication in 13 to 1500 positions.
Right.
Yeah.
Great, thank you.
We'll work on that.
And the clerk did text me, which also shows that our hybrid meeting system is working perfectly.
See,
So we're willing to figure out sponsors for all of this.
Sure. Thank you. Any questions as far as our budget, Madam Chair?
No. I don't have anything.
Yeah, and I think I'll have further questions about the amendments, but we don't have to go to that right now.
In fact, it's 6 p.m.
No, we're going right into it. That's why I'm going to
do the resolutions. I'm here until 9:30, Austin.
Well, we can keep you if you want.
Getting kind of cozy.
What were you here for yesterday?
The public works.
What did
they,
you
they
have?
They brought up the fleet cars.
Oh, fun.
So fun.
So, is there any other questions for the Sheriff's Department on their budget? So that part of our meeting is over, and now we're going to go into our regular law enforcement and public safety meeting. We already did roll call. We already did the Pledge of Allegiance. So we're going to go right into resolutions. Okay. So first of all, approval of the October 5th, 2023 meeting minutes. Is there any discussion on those minutes? The motion to approve the minutes.
I move to approve the minutes. Second.
I think pretty much that's
it.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Minutes are accepted. Approved. Thank you. The resolutions for November 14th, 2023 session. We have Resolution 309, placing a spending cap of X dollars on all costs related to the proposed Government Operations Center at Paradise Lane in New Paltz. I have no updates from the sponsor. I'm going to recommend, again, that we take no action. Is everybody okay with that?
Why was it printed? Did something change about it? This is the only one I had that was printed in my package.
I think this is all of that's the only one?
Those are all of
Okay,
great.
Okay, thank you. No questions.
Okay. We're going to give it one more month on it, and we'll move on. Is that okay?
You want to vote on it?
Would you like
no,
to speak
I mean, I just, it's
very ambiguous.
Well, it's, I think it's utility prompting us to have a conversation has been fulfilled.
Yeah.
And I think... Hmm.
So can we can do something else?
You know, I wouldn't want to do anything. If we were to vote on it, I would vote against it. And I would not feel comfortable doing that without talking to the sponsor ahead of time.
Okay.
So
prior to next month's law enforcement meeting, I will speak with the sponsor.
I'd like to see it withdrawn. Personally, in my conversation with the legislator, Stuart, that will be my request, especially if we have traction on the next resolution, which we'll find out in a moment.
Yeah,
we will. Okay, so I will follow up on that resolution with the sponsor. Resolution number 364, establishing a restricted capital reserve fund for the Government Operations Center of the County of Ulster under Section 6C of the New York State General Municipal Law. Entertain a motion to discuss.
Motion.
Go ahead. Anybody?
Do we have an update on?
So I would like to make a motion to amend the dollar amount to match what's in the county's proposed budget of $18 million.
I will second the motion for discussion for discussion purposes.
Okay.
Yeah. Or do you want to see the motion come from one of us?
That's recommended, and if not, I will do it. But
yeah. So for the purpose of discussing this, I move to amend Resolution 364 to match the amount listed in the executive's budget, which is 18 million dollars.
Do I have a second? Great. Can I get a motion? Is there any other discussion on
I'd like to confirm that the county executive is behind this and that this is the right move and this matches everything that the vision is for what will be a critical life-saving function.
Sure. So I'll give you a yes. This was her idea. The amount.
County executive Metzger's idea.
County executive Metzger's idea. So we had 30 above the 20%. So the range on maintaining fund balance is now 15 to 20% of your general fund expenditures. So we had 36 million in excess of that 20%. So we're looking at, we have long-term costs associated with, so 18 million for capital improvements, electrification for our facilities, which, you know, over time certainly proves out to be a good investment. And then the other part was the 18 million for this. So in terms of where we are in the project, first couple of weeks of December, we're going to go to final. That's it. We're going to have bid documents ready by early January. Discussing with the team and with the county executive, there's going to be a new class of you all coming in. You guys may be here. Presenting to the new legislature on where we are, but we do expect to go out to bid in January, receive it back in February, resolutions and all that coming between February and March. But seems like the smart move for sure when we have that type of money to offset the future year costs for sure.
And I did speak with the sponsor, and she is on board with that as well.
Wonderful.
So, can I get? Let's see if I get this right. We have to do the amendment first, right?
So we have to vote on the amendment.
Right. So can I get a motion to adopt?
Well, the motion's on the table for the amendment. It has a second, so it's live.
Okay.
Yes, we should vote. You should call the vote on it.
On the amendment or on the resolution?
On the amendment first.
Okay. So can I get a vote on the amendment?
Aye.
Everybody in favor? Anyone opposed? Very good. So then can I get a motion to adopt the resolution as amended?
We moved it for discussion initially.
Mm-hmm.
So do we just need to call a question on it or another motion, I think?
We adopted the amendment as amended, so now we just is there
aye.
Motion to adopt.
Yes.
Anyone opposed? Carries 3-0. Very good. That's one that's been on the table for a while.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I would say, in light of moving forward with that, I expect that Legislator Stewart will be amenable to withdrawing here and that.
Okay.
That's my suspicion.
The next resolution is 573, amending the 2023 Ulster County Sheriff's Office budget, using the contingency account, transfer to expenditure. So if you notice in that resolution today, there's a number of amendments on there.
Hold on, I think you're right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I went too far.
That's okay. So it's 573.
I'm sorry. No, you're doing a good job.
No, can I have a copy of the resolutions? I don't know where mine went. Thank you. So if you want to look at those. So what we did is we changed it from the corrections telephone account reserve to the contingency account, and I spoke with Amber, and there's plenty of funding in there. So that's the route that we would like to go down. So any discussion?
I'll just say I think that that's the right decision. I feel a lot better about this.
All right. So there is there a motion to adopt the amendments as presented?
To adopt the resolution as presented?
Yes.
I move to adopt resolution 573 as presented.
Second.
We don't have to vote on the amendments?
I don't think so, because they were presented in here.
Okay. All right. The second? All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Very good. And the next resolution is 645, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County. So moving forward, these are, most of them are your departments here. So authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision to provide a parolee hearing room within the Sheriff's Office, Ulster County Sheriff's Department. Would one of you like to speak on that, please?
What's that?
I can if you need me.
Okay, people.
So the parole had an office in Poughkeepsie and was having residents from Kingston on parole have to go to Poughkeepsie to check in. They were violating these people because they couldn't get a ride to Poughkeepsie. So if we make an office in the sheriff's office for them, it should be a lot easier for parolees to check in with the parole officer. So that's why we'd like an office there for them.
That's great.
Yeah, and I saw the space last week, actually. It's perfect. So it's a win-win for everybody. So
yeah, it's going to be a multi-use office. So
what's the funding source?
There's no financial impact.
How can there be no financial impact? I mean, not on us, but I mean, what's the funding source?
Well, I think it's a multi-purpose room.
Yeah, okay. That already exists in the vacant, so.
Right, we use it on certain days at certain times.
Okay. So we don't need to devote extra staff. It was already.
Yeah.
Well, and I did notice in the backup there was a lot of description of how the space is going to, like, who's responsible for it and stuff like that. So that seems pretty well buttoned up, but it wasn't clear. But I appreciate that. No funding.
Did we see that on the floor?
We did.
Library?
Nope, so it was upstairs. You want to tell them where it is?
Where the cap, did you go to the cap, where the Capcourt was? So just off of where Capcourt is, there's a little, it used to be like a dinette, like a little kitchenette.
Oh, yes, I remember.
That will be converted into an office.
It'll have the silent box in there.
It'll have everything in there, yes. Okay.
Yep, yeah, good. Thank you.
Okay. Is there a motion to adopt this resolution?
To adopt.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Passes 3-0. Resolution 646, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to sign an intermunicipal agreement between the Orange County Sheriff and the Ulster County Sheriff's Emergency Response Team, Ulster County Sheriff. Would you like to speak on this?
Yeah, again, this is just an agreement between us and Orange County. I believe we have one with Greene County, just that we border Orange County, and we support operations for them. They were actually out today supporting us this morning on a USER call with a gentleman that was barricaded in his house. Unfortunately, we were able to talk him out and without harm, but that's one of the typical things that we work with multiple agencies that were there. We work with Shangum, State Police, Orange County was there as well. That's why we made those type of agreements. Yesterday, we had a dive call.
Yeah.
Tortured soul had jumped off the bridge and committed suicide. We worked together with the Greene County Sheriff's Office and the Ulster Host Fire Department and dove and were able to make a recovery. So those are the type of incidents that we just get the MOAs for.
Okay. Any discussion or questions? I have one. When did the name change from UCERT?
It's UCERT. It's USERT.
Right. So
UCSERT. The Ulster County Sheriff's Emergency Response Team.
But on here, it has USERT.
I think that's just
Ulster Sheriff's Emergency Response.
I think that's just a spelling error.
So which is the correct one?
UCSERT.
Ulster County Emergency Response.
Because we also have a CERT team, SERT. which is corrections.
So do we need to amend this?
Yeah.
Okay, we can just make sure it's correct when we put it out.
Just the C instead of the S.
Yeah. It's, yeah. You see.
And we take out sheriff and put in county.
I think you leave sheriff but add county. The S is sheriff?
My suspicion is that we advance this legislation with a note to the clerk and it will be resolved.
Okay, perfect.
Downstream.
All right. Is there a motion to adopt this resolution? Second. Oh, we mixed it up.
No, I wanted to the first.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Very good. Resolution 647, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $23,000, closing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into the county, Bambini Pediatrics, PC, Ulster County Sheriff. Can you speak on this, please?
So, yes, Bambini has been, actually, we found them in Poughkeepsie close by. We're able to turn around COVID tests within 24 hours, and actually they've been doing much better. They can get them back in 6 to 8 hours, which in our case, we can really find out if somebody did in fact have COVID and immediately start doing our research and tracing. If they didn't have COVID, you save the money from that employee being out for 10 days or until a test would come back, which when this first hit could be up to 6 or 7 days in itself. So Bambini was right there when we needed them, saved the county money, saved us money, and if somebody did have COVID, it assisted with tracing. I'll just back up a little bit more with some of our expenditures. Pre-COVID, the sheriff's office was the only agency in this county that had PPE in such a stockpile that we provided for the rest of this county and municipalities within the county. Face masks, shields, gloves, aprons. We were able to sustain that for approximately 3-4 months until the state started reimbursing, reprocessing our support. So this kind of went hand in hand with the COVID and the testing. We don't see the same numbers. We don't. We hope we don't.
And we hope we don't, right.
Yeah. But this is one of those things that if it's there, it's in the contract and you can get done, and we can expand it to other agencies or departments within the county.
Very good.
And, sorry, yes. Just a
coincidence, there's the pediatric. It just, really
quits. I would say Bambini Pediatrics. The cutest name.
It was coincidental. Yeah. Nobody else does
they
that
around here. They get the test back really quick.
Nobody does that around here.
Yeah.
Emergency one does, but Bambini is cheaper.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They tell you that, but wait, you get them back quick.
You get them back quicker than Bambini.
Yeah, you have test.
Right. It's crazy.
Very good. Thank you for all that information. Is there any other discussion? And motion to adopt this resolution. Second. All those in favor? Anyone opposed? Very good. Resolution 648, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $60,364.96, closing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county Black Creek Integrated Systems Corp., Ulster County Sheriff's Department. Would you like to speak on that, please?
So Black Creek is a system that runs our camera system inside the jail, inside the correctional facility. It runs the doors. Every door is connected to the system. It's pretty much a motherboard of a system to run the whole jail. We just want to extend the contract into next year, and that's the increase in the price of the contract. But it's pretty much without Black Creek, we have no way to open and close doors, no way to watch security cameras, to keep track of our officers. So it's pretty much the main hub of the jail operations.
So the increase is only extending the time period. There's not a rate increase or a scope of services increase.
There could be a rate increase. We did just upgrade the entire system this past year, so I believe there was a little bit of a rate increase for the next year.
Yeah, I remember us voting on the system increase. Mm-hmm. My question is, you know, it seems like this is very, very important. And I wonder if it's something that, this is budgeted for. And so this is something that we're going to see in the budget forever. And so was the rate increase anticipated?
It should have been, yeah, because it would have been quoted with the capital.
Right. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Any other discussion or questions? Yeah.
Do you know how often the increases happen?
It's minimal each year. This would have been the biggest increase because it's all upgraded. We haven't upgraded since we built the building. Mm-hmm. It's not the first major upgrade.
Great, thank you.
Sure. All right. Is there a motion to adopt the resolution? Mm-hmm. Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carried. Resolution 649, approving the execution of the contract amendment for $7,644, closing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into the County New York State Communications Company, Inc., Ulster County Sheriff's Office.
And that's just communications equipment, and $7,600 doesn't buy you much. I think it was four radios.
Yeah, I have four refurbished mobile radio packages for the remaining 39 months of the agreement.
Right. See, it's not cheap, but it's almost a monopoly.
Yeah. Yeah. Any discussion or questions? Is there a motion to adopt the resolution? Second? All those in favor? Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Resolution 650, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $50,000 entered into by the County Legal Services of the Hudson Valley Department of Probation.
This is, it's just a contract for 2024 for legal services, and this is for victims of domestic violence.
Any discussion or questions?
I just want to, I'm curious, how is it working? Because we have another active contract with them. How is it working with legal services in Hudson Valley? Do they have staff? Does the staff scale to the need? Do you ever have issues with them having staff available?
I don't believe so. The only issue we have is really not so much them, is the crime victim supervisor wanted to try to get a conflict attorney.
Yeah.
So, like, if legal services has a conflict and they can't help a victim, but, you know, we explored a lot of avenues, but basically it's hard to get attorneys to do stuff. So we were going to do a little less for legal services and try to do a contract with someone else for those, you know, conflict ones. But we were never able to do that. But to my knowledge, they've had enough. She hasn't complained of any issues with it, just the conflict one.
Right. And is it the type of thing where the entire, like, if there's a conflict with the agency, it doesn't matter who the individual attorney is representing, it's conflict out?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, they said it doesn't happen a lot, but it has on occasion come up.
Right.
So, but that wasn't specifically, you know, legal service. It's not their fault.
Right. And these are attorneys representing people petitioning for orders of protection?
It could be anything that the victim needs. It might be custody. It might be orders of protection. You don't usually need an attorney. If there's charges, then the judge will issue them. But it's more like those other things, those custody, that kind of thing, you know, when it gets messy. But sometimes it could be, they might do them for, like, even immigration kind of stuff,
they do
too.
Special visas.
Yeah.
They have Spanish-speaking staff.
Sure.
So that becomes really useful.
Yeah, because sometimes that population, especially if they're not here legally, you know, they don't know their rights, and this is very, really good for them, too, to help them with those kind of things.
Welcome. Any other questions or discussions? Good. Is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
Adopt. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried 3-0. Resolution 651 is no longer on our agenda. The clerk has spoken with the budget office and the county attorney's office, and they will either resubmit next month or handle through the budget process.
Why?
That's the information.
Not there.
Okay. VA's office. It's not there.
Cool.
Any new business? Old business? All right. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.